Buenos días a todas y todos.
Good afternoon, dear friends.
Haber aceptado esta invitación.
It's my privilege to be here at your invitation. I'm glad to accept this invitation, to have this opportunity to participate in that extremely important forum, the one which, in my opinion, celebrates the end of a long discussion.
A discussion
that took place in the Western world that stated that we are on a transition, and this transition would take us away from unipolarity, but this transitional period, according to the scientists, had to be quite lengthy and which had to last for the best part of that century. But with deep satisfaction, I may state that this transition is over. Multipolarity has become a reality in the international relations. Multipolarity is here to stay, to make this world better. I believe that the data and facts that would reiterate and pinpoint my statement is something that cannot be argued against. The West would benefit for more than 500 years from the situation when it could dominate over other countries, could dominate, according to Fray de Ratamar from Cuba. This dominance was achieved due to the unfair competitive edge, and these countries would prevent other countries from development. They would accumulate all the revenues. 20% of the global population would get all the revenues, leaving 80% of the people amid poverty, disaster, and wars. This period that was marked by hegemony, first of all, by Spain, then by the United Kingdom, then by the United States, that was the period which was characterized by hegemony that would distribute the revenues and yields within one and the same civilization, and the rest of the mankind would be left behind. The people that was the majority were left with nothing. That period is over.
No solamente económicas,
because new powers emerged. These are not only the new economic or technological powers.
Rusia, como India,
these are China, Russia, India, and many other countries. This has changed dramatically the equation in the international relations. It has been said that China is the main economy of the modern world. This is the main trade partner of more than 140 countries of the world. This is the country which is a trading partner and which invests in more than 140 countries of the world. The United States, that's the economy which is declining, and that's why it resorts to wars as a tool to maintain its economic well-being. Russia used to be considered a perished country. We were told in 1990s that there is no Russia any longer. Can I remember that? Francis Fukuyama spoke about the end of history, history without Russia, but Russia has played a crucial role in achieving the global equilibrium. And it was since the middle of the 18th century we were told that there is no Russia any longer, but it has resurrected with a force and power which was totally unimagined before. Despite all the sanctions that were imposed against Russia after the beginning of a special military operation, Russia managed to become stronger, to become more consolidated, surprising all the scientific communities in the United States and elsewhere. Russia now finds itself in totally new situation. We see the rise of China. We see Russia,
India,
resurrected from the ashes, and we see that India is growing, nearly becoming the third biggest global power. But the problem is that the international institutions, the United Nations system, which emerged following the results of World War II, does not reflect that reality. That's why the United Nations fails to put an end to a bloody genocide that we see in the Gaza Strip, despite all the statements and the negative comments from the rest of the world. No one pays attention to the manifestations that we see around the world. No one notices the statements made in the West, the statements that actually say that we will not tolerate the genocide of the Israeli regime. These changes are clearly very important, I believe, that we now live in a new age. The very fact that we can maintain that dialogue without pressure from the hegemon, without the dominance of anyone, that has a crucial significance, so that our world becomes better and stronger, could stand on its feet. We have to reform the international institutions at any expense to avoid what has been called rules-based world order, because this world order is not based on the rules, but it's based on those who are interested in dominating the Western interests, primarily the United States. We need a new world order. We have to reform the United Nations system so that
we,
the new international organizations, could gain more momentum to put an end to such bloody conflicts in the Gaza Strip, to put an end to the policy that was pursued in Ukraine. And this policy, according to the American research of 1990s,
en donde textualmente se decía, hay que
according to Rand Corporation,
no
this policy was aimed at putting an end to Russia. It was openly stated. And I think that Mr. Dugin knows perfectly these documents. This is an objective which was put forward as the main policy in Ukraine. That's why the West is funding Ukraine financially and
with equipment.
But the West believes that the reality is not to help Ukraine defeat Russia, but to shed the blood of Russia. But those who tried to weaken Russia, they were defeated. Thank you so much for your attention, and I wish you every success in your forum. Thank you.